Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk this morning. My name is Tony Bush and I'm in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another one of those beautiful Saturday mornings.
Right.
I hope the hunters are having fun out there.
Exactly. So. Well, we want to thank you for tuning in this morning. We have a great show for you. Our guest is a lady by the name of Liz Stuck, and Liz owns a coffee shop, All Seasons Coffee House. And today is her one-year anniversary in business. So we're going to be celebrating that celebration, that anniversary, in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about the SCORE chapter first. As you know, SCORE is an organization. It's a national organization. We have a local chapter called the Fox City SCORE chapter. We're headquartered in a chamber building in downtown Appleton. We sure thank the chamber for helping us with our efforts. And we have about 45 volunteers who mentor and provide assistance for entrepreneurs who are looking to start a business or who are in business and would like to grow their business or maybe transition the business to the next generation or, if you have to, maybe think about shutting it down. SCORE has different resources available to it. We have mentors with backgrounds in marketing, information technology, strategic planning, HR, banking, cash flow, accounting. So if you're in business...
Don't forget social media, too. We've got people who are experts in that area as well.
So if you're in business and you're looking for some assistance in any of those areas, just go to our website at foxcities.score.org, click on the request for mentoring, fill out the very short form on that website, hit the send button, and probably within 2 or 3 days, a SCORE mentor will be contacting you to set up the first appointment. We look forward to helping you, and if we do have any folks out there in the listening audience who might be interested in being a SCORE mentor, you can go to the website at foxcities.score.org, click on the volunteer button, follow the prompt, and fill out the sheet, and let us know if you're interested in being a SCORE mentor, because we're looking for folks not only in the Appleton office, but in the Oshkosh and the Fond du Lac offices, because we service 14 counties. Now, in addition to the mentoring that we do, we also have some seminars that we put on. Randy, tell us what's coming up on Simple Steps.
Okay, well, right now, yes, we're hoping to start our Simple Steps program. That's a 5-class program that we do on starting a business and what's involved with doing a business plan, all of the things you need to know to get off the ground. Mm-hmm. The first class is going to be on January the 14th. We'll have more details on that probably in the next couple of weeks, but the starting date is going to be the 14th. That class is basics. We'll be talking about what does it take? Well, you know, you want to be in business. How do you make that first year so you can come on the radio with us and celebrate? How all of those things work and the things that you didn't think about when you were looking at starting that business. The second session is always on the type of business structure, the things that you need as far as attorneys, accountants, those types of things. Things
LLC,
that you have to,
S-Corp,
yeah, anything along those lines. Taxes, insurance, what's all involved in the background of the business. The third session is my favorite. That's on marketing, and we do all of the basics, plus we also go into what's new in the area of social media, that type of information. The fourth session is on your financial planning. What does a cash flow statement mean? What's a property
balance P&L, sheet, income
balance statement? All of those things that you have to understand, not only what they are, but how they relate to your business, how they help you as tools and work with them. And we give you a CD that has all of the background information on how to write, put these things together.
We actually go through a case study. Mary Lou does a nice job of taking you right through the case study.
I mean, that's worth the price of admission right there. Mm-hmm. But then the last one, of course, Tony, you get involved in that one, and that's called Where Do I Find the Money? Mm-hmm. And that's the last question or the first question that everybody asks us is Where Do I Find the Money? Mm-hmm. And we talk about all the traditional ways to find your dollars using the banks and any of the other normal lending activity, but it also works in the area of non-traditional. You want to learn about crowdfunding. You want to learn about angel investors. You want to learn about different ways to find money out there. Mm-hmm. What's a revolving loan fund all about? So we can try and help you with that. And again, there'll be 5 weeks of sessions. The first session will be starting on the 14th of January. And go out to our website, and that's foxcities.score.org, and on that we'll have local programs. Take a look at it, and it'll have all the details as far as signing up for all 5 or any one of the programs as you go along.
And you can sign up right online, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, use your credit card, PayPal?
It is $25 for each session.
Per person.
So, yeah. Per person. But, yeah.
It's worth it.
Oh, there are programs that, I mean, I teach other programs that are $600, $900 that are the same program. So, yeah, more than worth it.
Yep. And when you go to these sessions at Simple Steps, you not only get all the information that Randy just recapped for you, but you'll meet some SCORE mentors because we mix with our clients at those classes, and you'll find that you make some really good friendships with the other students in the class that mm-hmm. carry on beyond the Simple Steps program, and you begin to rely on each other. You learn the art of networking.
Yep.
And
yeah.
Once you're in business, you have to get out and do some networking.
Oh, yeah. And like you said, you meet some fantastic people with a great experience and get an idea, too, of the persons that you can work with, what the mentors are going to be like that you'll be working with
right.
one-on-one with your business.
Yep. I'd also like to say that the SCORE chapter is very proud of Kimberly High School, the Menasha Blue Jays, and Little Chute, because this weekend the Fox Valley was put on the map. Two firsts and a second in the state tournament.
Yeah, outstanding.
Way to
work.
Go, guys.
Yeah.
All right. That's great coaching and great attitude. That's the kind of passion we want in our entrepreneurs to be successful when they start a business. I have a little press release here. Next Saturday is November the 29th. And by the way, we don't have any more Badger bumps this year. We're
nope.
all done with them.
Yeah, we'll
we
be on now. Every
Badger bumps.
Yeah.
I want to put out a special thank you to Dave Edwards, too, for helping us coordinate these weekends, because
yes.
he really helped us a lot, and then we can coordinate with our radio guests. Oops, we got a bump this weekend, yep. so we reschedule our guests. So thanks, Dave, and way to go, Bucky Badger. Good
yeah.
luck in the postseason.
Have fun doing something else.
You betcha. here's a press release. In 2010, the American Express founded the Small Business Saturday to help businesses with their most pressing need, getting more customers. And so the day encourages people to shop at small businesses on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That single day has grown into a powerful movement with more people and businesses taking part than ever before. And this year, the big day is on Saturday, November 29th. Over 80 small businesses in the city of Appleton want to take the idea to shop locally on Saturday one step further. A new Shop Appleton First Small Business Passport is a way for you to receive rewards and awards such as specials and discounts that you can use as you shop small on Small Business Saturday, November 29th. Participating retailers will choose what specials or discounts are going to be given that day. As you make purchases at participating businesses, present your passport and they'll put a stamp on it. You earn one chance to win prizes for every 5 stamps you receive. So the more stamped passports you have, the more chances you have to win. After you receive 5 stamps on your passport, leave it with that retailer and get another passport, and all entries will be submitted randomly for choosing the prize. Details can be found with the free passports that are available for pickup at any of the participating businesses inside City Center at the Indoor Farmers Market inside the City Center on Saturday mornings, and Fox Communities Credit Union on Calumet Street and Wisconsin Avenue during normal business hours. Passports will be available after November 17, so they're available today. Go down to the farmers market at City Center. The participating businesses will be listed on the passport, or check out the insert in the Thanksgiving Post Crescent newspapers. You can also find event details on Facebook, social media. The Shop Appleton First Small Business Passport Program is sponsored by the City of Appleton, Appleton Downtown Inc., Appleton Northside Business Association, East Wisconsin Savings Bank, Fox Communities Credit Union, and North Shore Bank. So for more information, you can contact Heather Wesley at Fox Communities Credit Union at 419-6684, 419-6684, Jennifer Stefani at ADI, Appleton Downtown, Inc. at 954-9112, or Dawn Ebert at 733-4351. Great program.
Outstanding.
Small business.
And a wonderful opportunity after having gone through
yep.
all of the hustle and bustle of working, being out there on Black Friday, to actually come back into town and really meet the people that are local who have wonderful, wonderful values and wonderful things for you, and you can actually enjoy one-on-one instead of being beaten to death by 27 people trying to get through the same door.
Yep.
So enjoy the day. It's a great package.
Great program. So you got a couple things. You got one, Christmas trees you're selling.
One real quick one. Yeah, it's that time of the year again. Just a quick reminder, the Y Service Club is going to have their annual Christmas tree sale. We ask you to think about that. All of the proceeds from this sale are used to support the Y activities. And so it starts next week, Friday the 28th. The tree lot will be open around noon, runs till 5. Then our regular hours are Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5, and Monday through Friday, 2 o'clock until 8 o'clock at night. We have Fraser's and balsams of all sizes and shapes, and the location is at the Festival Food Store parking lot at 1200 West Northland Avenue. So if you're out and about looking for some really beautiful trees, come on over. All
early, places, though. You sold out last year.
We usually sell out in the first 2 weeks, so don't put it off.
Don't wait.
And all of the proceeds, as I said, go to help support all of the Y activities so the kids can go to camp in the summer and enjoy all the Y activities.
So if you go out and buy a Christmas tree here, you can meet the wise men.
Absolutely, and the wise ladies who are working, too.
That's right. So a lot of wise couples out
there. Yes, yeah.
Well, SCORE also wants to thank, BizTalk wants to thank our sponsors for helping to bring this program to you each weekend. And those sponsors really make a big difference for SCORE chapter and our community. We appreciate your support. Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Epiphany Law, Bank First National. Want to thank eBiz Results, Mike Pulvermacher and his team. They built our website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to listen to archived programs, go out to biztalkwithscore.com, and we go back about 4 years now. And we also want to thank Jerry Mader, Larry Desch at the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. Gosh, if you're not subscribed to The Business News for $20 a year and you're in business, you should probably subscribe because you're going to pick up a lot of what's going on in Northeast Central, East Central Wisconsin business community. It's going to help you grow your business. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we're going to celebrate today a one-year anniversary. Liz Stuck, All Seasons Coffee House. Stay tuned. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune.
Pennies from heaven. Well, our guest this morning is from heaven. I'm sure of it. Liz Stuck is the owner of All Seasons Coffee House. And today is her one-year anniversary, so Liz, happy anniversary.
Thank you very
much.
Really,
congratulations for a lot of hard work, and we're happy to have you here today.
Glad to have you here today. So tell us about your coffee shop. We got a couple minutes. We have to take another break, but we'll come back and do a longer say. But tell us a little bit about you and when you started and what you do. Where are you located?
Sure. I am Liz, and I'm the owner of All Seasons Coffee House, and we're across from the Fleet Farm gas station and car wash. We have a big coffee mug on the top of our building. We're kind of on a side street, so it's a little tricky to find us, but well worth it. We've been doing it for a year. It was a dream to have my own coffee shop. I've always loved the feel, and my husband and I just decided to take a risk and go for it.
Now, you've been recognized, too.
Yes.
Share that with us.
Sure. We're so excited. I think I was called in September from Fox Cities Magazine. They do a voting competition every year in their magazine, and it comes out in October. And one of the categories was Best Hidden Gem. And we won. So we won for the best hidden gem from the votes. And we came in second for coffee, best coffee, and second place for best sandwiches. So we were ecstatic. I got a call in September, and I could not share it until it came out in October. So it was really hard to keep it quiet.
But what a tribute to your commitment to open a business and succeed with it.
Thank you.
Wonderful recognition. We're happy for you, Liz.
Thank you.
It was really great. Now, the other thing is, where are you located again?
The address is actually 1390 Pop, P-O-P-P Lane. We're on the side of the gas station and car wash of Fleet Farm.
And you have a special marker on your building.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the big old coffee cup my husband built out of metal and vinyl material and a tow truck.
And if you're coming eastbound on Wisconsin Avenue, you look over and you can see it from Wisconsin Avenue there at intersection is on Blue Mound Road. So if you're looking at Blue Mound in Wisconsin, just look off to your left, and it's right over behind Fleet Farm. So,
and you have Wi-Fi, and
yes, and great coffee, great homemade. Everything is made from scratch. I have an amazing baker and amazing staff that make everything from scratch. The bread, the soup, salad dressings, our sauces for the drinks, and great coffee.
Great. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Liz. We'll come back. We'll talk more about your first-year adventure and the joy that you have today and everything. Listen in, and we're going to give out the phone number for folks to call in after the break. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
If I were a rich man, yabba dibba 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 dum, all day long, I biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have.
If you were a wealthy man, you still couldn't buy a better cup of coffee than what you can get at the All Seasons Coffee House in Appleton, Wisconsin.
You're right.
Our guest this morning is Liz Stuck. Liz is the owner, and we're celebrating a one-year anniversary. She opened up 1 year ago today. That doesn't happen very often for Biz Talk, but we're so glad to have you here today, Liz. Congratulations on your year.
And thank you so much for this opportunity. I mean, it was great. I was here one other time, and I was very appreciative of that experience, and Zach was with me that time. And so I'm very honored that I was allowed this extra time to celebrate with you.
That's what SCORE is all about. Yep. We want to help entrepreneurs get going and keep going and grow.
Okay. Well, now after a year, and we got to get back a little serious here for a couple questions just to see how things have gone. A year's experience has got to have been exciting. But can you tell us some of the things, ups and downs about having put in a year now and where you're at, some surprises, things you planned on and things that didn't work?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's definitely been a roller coaster. I will, admit that.
Great ride.
Yeah.
Thrills.
There is days that are really, really difficult. And that part is probably the days that you don't have a lot of business and the numbers are rolling around in your head and you're like, oh boy, how are we ever going to make this go? And then an amazing guest will come in with a bouquet of flowers for you and it just makes your day all over again. So, there have been some really tough days, starting out, and we are on that side street. That was a big challenge because we are kind of off the beaten path. But as people came and experienced our cozy little coffee house and had our good food and our good coffee, and I have a great staff that treat all of our guests very well.
And they're all still there.
They're all still working for you.
Wow. That's
I know.
Great.
It's so amazing.
What a great staff.
It is. I'm so blessed because the ones that are in the kitchen are passionate about baking and cooking. And the ones that are up front making the drinks are extremely passionate about making good drinks and making good coffee.
Now, there's a story behind the name of your coffee shop, too. A lot of people read All Seasons Coffee House, spring, summer, winter, fall. But there's a little bit more meaning behind that, isn't there?
Like
all the seasons of life and so on?
Right, yeah. And I really wanted people to come to my coffee house at all seasons in their life.
Right.
So if they're having difficult times, I want them to come and have coffee with a friend, visit, be happy, sad, good comfort food. And I've given out a lot of hugs, to be real honest.
You
to
are
people
a hugger,
that,
Liz. I get a lot of hugs when I go in there.
To people that have had difficult days. And, who doesn't need a hug on a bad day? So the seasons part, yes. And in good seasons, I've had people come and have little birthday celebrations and new babies and gifts for the babies. And so, yeah, there's the seasons that people are experiencing and that I want them to experience in my coffee house.
If you have a question for Liz, please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. We'd be very happy to hear from you and help to celebrate Liz's first-year anniversary in business. There are going to be many more years of business as well. Liz, when you started your company, what was the value of the importance of family support. How did that play a role in starting your company?
It was very important. And to say a year later how important it was, times 10. My husband is the one that was able to help me get this going. And my son has been a huge part of our marketing and guiding and setting up social media. So he has been extremely crucial. And all of our friends have been so supportive and helpful through all of this also. So mm-hmm. I said that they were important and you got to have a strong team behind you. And it's really times 10. Mm-hmm. You really got to have them.
Yeah, I keep hearing the same thing as people. And you had said when we were first talking about the fact that that's the thing you enjoy most about the business.
Oh, for sure. The people. Yes. I've met so many amazing guests and so many people that this part I never really gave a whole lot of thought, but how many people in our valley are so for the small business.
Okay. And my other question for you, and again, we were talking, what was, as far as getting things going, what do you think is probably one of the biggest surprises, areas that you hadn't thought about?
I think there are a lot of small costs that come up that you can have all your numbers put together before you open, thinking you know how much you need to make in a day. And there are just little things that creep up. And one example is like mats for your floor. When it's snowy, you have to have mats so your people don't slip on your floor. Mm-hmm. And those things can add up budget.
The little hidden surprises.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, when you started your company, you had an idea of how you were going to market your firm.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've already acknowledged, kind of hidden off the beaten path, you're kind of on the side a little bit. What did you do to market your – how did you get the word out? Mm-hmm. That's always a challenge.
It is. And because we are in that funny little spot, it made it even trickier. So I made lots of menus up, and my husband drove me around all of the businesses in the area. We did lots of social media, Instagram, Facebook, made our website out, and just buzzed around to those places. I've had quite a few people ask for us to be part of their events, like Mile of Music. We were there. We had a pop-up cafe there, which brought our name out more. We were at the Wednesday Farmer Market. So we're just trying to move around a lot and have flyers.
A lot of visibility.
Yes.
Network and
yes.
Be part of the community.
Yes. And chamber, I went to quite a few chamber events. Zach and Veda are involved with a lot of the young people activities in the valley. Mm-hmm. So they're getting our name out there more. So we're all working real hard to do that on a really small budget.
Where can folks follow you? On your social media?
AllSeasonsCoffeeHouse.com is our website.
Yep.
And we also have a Facebook page, All Seasons Coffee House. And the Twitter, I'm not positive on what that is.
And you have Instagram? Is that it?
And Instagram also, and I don't know that either.
I don't either. I don't know that stuff. But you're out there. They can go search for you.
Yeah, we have a lot of followers, I'm told. I don't know how to do it either.
Yeah, no, when we're talking about this, you know, especially you keep reminding us that you're kind of a hidden location and so on. And when we do marketing work and try to figure out what's the best thing, you know, that in most cases would have been considered a real weakness. And I'm really, really pleased and proud to see someone take something like that, as you have, and made it into one of your strengths to become known as a hidden gem, that people are willing to come and seek you out and look for you, find you as a destination, is a great way to take something like that and really make it a positive marketing plan. So you guys did a great job with that piece.
Well, thank you. And we owned the property, so that's why we're there. I mean, that wasn't our goal. Like, let's find the most difficult place to put a coffee house.
That was the most convenient for you because you already own the place.
Right, yeah. Yes, and I have a really great landlord.
You have him trained well, right? Andrew's great. Andrew
is
really great. I'd like to put a plug in for Andrew. I have an outboard motor on my boat, my 16-foot fishing boat, and I had a challenge mounting something on the boat this summer, and Andrew he did a great job. So,
oh, thank you.
Andrew does a really nice job. He's mechanically inclined. He's very smart. He's very creative, and he's on time. So I would say if you're out there listening and you have a a little boat repair or fiberglass repair or just something you want to build. He's very good and very ingenious at putting that stuff together.
Thank you. That was very sweet.
You're welcome.
And he's been a huge supporter for me, and he's running errands for me all the time.
Yep.
And, you know, he wears many hats in a day.
Okay. When we're talking about coffee shops, there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Things that make yours unique, we were talking about that, too. In fact, we just had a fabulous cup of your coffee. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And can you tell us, you know, like I think you used to do something that's called a pour over as opposed to regular standard coffee. Can you tell us a little bit about what makes you different?
Sure. Yes, there are a lot of coffee shops in the Valley, but we're really doing our very best to make our place the unique one. And one of them is the pour over coffee, where we make your own individual cup of coffee with some really great coffee from Ruby Roasters out of Amherst Junction. And my bakers are making everything from scratch. Mm-hmm. So you're not only getting great coffee, you're getting really good food that's not full of preservatives. The bread is made daily. We make all the soups from scratch, all the syrup. So everything is made right there at the coffee house to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can't say that about other places. Okay. You know,
One of the things about a pour over is it does take a little longer than just walking in and ordering a cup of coffee. But I noticed that on your menu, you've set it up so you have both. So if you are pressed for time, you can just get a standard cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to enjoy a good cup of coffee, take a few minutes more.
You bet. And my baristas love to make the pour over coffee. They love to visit with the guests. You know, you can stand there and watch them make it.
And that was a term you used? For the person who does this?
Oh, barista.
Yeah. How does that, what does that mean? Coffee maker?
Yes. The espresso drinks usually is a barista.
A barista. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You have a great selection of food, Liz. Great sandwiches. The apple cider's great.
Thank you.
The atmosphere is great. You've got some booths on the left side when you walk in, some tables in the center, and you have a little lounge area on the right with couches.
Some couches and coffee tables.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we call that the green room. And we have a couple times during the week, we have groups that meet there. We have some little ladies on Thursdays that do knitting. And so we have different groups that like that area.
Well, that's really great. It does draw a really nice crowd. I know my son works at a nearby business, and he's always walking in there with his buddies and having a cup of coffee, and they do a little business discussion. They'll have a little meeting at the coffee shop.
Good.
So it serves a great purpose for really everybody who wants to be there. I think we have a caller on the line. Good morning. Welcome to Biz Talk. Hello?
You want to try that one more time?
Try
we got
it
part
one more
of that.
Time. Hello.
Happy anniversary, Liz.
All right. Happy anniversary, Liz. There you go. Must be the gang at. Hey.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's great.
She'll be back to get even with you in about an hour. So
that's really great. They called up and wished you happy anniversary. That's cool.
Really neat. Thanks for the call in. We really appreciate that.
Yeah. That must have been your son doing that, Zach.
Oh,
huh?
Probably Zach. Probably.
He probably talked to Andrew and the two of them cooked that up or something. But that was fun.
Are they still on or do we lose? They're gone. Okay, good.
That was fun.
Thank you for the call in.
Real quickly, another question for you, Liz. I notice you're not open on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And that was right from day one when you started your business. A lot of coffee shops are open on Sundays. What was your thinking there?
Right. You know, and that's been a little bit of a challenge with a lot of people want you to be open. They want to come on for coffee after church.
Game or something.
Right. So for me personally, it was because of a day of rest and for church. Mm-hmm. And I want my staff to be able to do what they'd like to do on their Sundays, if it's church or family time or whatever. I just felt that it was a day needed for all of us. So going to hold on to that as long as I possibly can.
That's great. I think that's just all part of the quality at All Seasons Coffee House.
Well,
Hobby Lobby does it.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A does it. Coffee House does it.
Yeah,
great.
Thank you.
And what are your hours? Tell us what your hours are.
Sure. Monday through Friday, we're open 7 to 4. And we do have a drive-through, too, if people ever want to buzz through. I know when it's for these cold mornings, I think that's been busier. So that's good. And then Saturday, we're open 8 to 3.
Great. Well, we're going to take our last break right now, Liz. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone number again. And we're anxiously awaiting your biz tip on your first anniversary. It's going to be a special biz tip for our listening audience. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk, our final segment this morning, and we're celebrating the first year anniversary with Liz Stuck of her opening All Seasons Coffee House in Appleton. And it's just been a great show. It's really exciting to have you here on your first anniversary, and you're doing well, and you've got out of the chutes, and you got a long way to go. Every business owner does. But your spirit is great, and you're really drawing the crowds. Congratulations, Liz.
Thank you.
Randy?
Yeah, the theme we just had there about money, being involved now for a whole year, money is important, but when we talked a little bit on the side, one of the other things you said was so important was to be as excited about being in business today as you were 365 days ago. Mm-hmm. Is that, do you still experience that?
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, when I have new guests come in and they're excited and they love everything that we've had for them, the coffee, the food, and they're like, I'm going to bring my husband or I'm going to bring my daughter. She's going to love this. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are just all shots of adrenaline for me.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're just as enthusiastic today as you were a year ago?
Yes. And if I am more determined to keep working hard to make this roll. So
that's great.
Yeah.
One thing I'd like to ask you, Liz, is when a lot of folks start a business like a restaurant or a bar or a coffee house or something, they have to buy the product, like coffee and the fixings to make the food and all that sort of thing. Sometimes they go to the second quality product to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a mistake. I think they really need to go to the best quality. You might have to charge a little bit more to the customer, but they really won't mind paying it because they're getting the value.
Right.
That's an important thing for you. And you've said that a couple times this morning about everything's from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And you're buying really good products.
I am. And, you know, we want to keep that as a priority and mm-hmm. that we don't start cutting corners with the quality of the meat just to save a dime.
Right.
I am a big believer that really good quality and good service is going to keep them coming back.
Yes.
So we're just going to keep it up.
Now, some coffee houses will announce that they feature a certain brand of coffee. What brand do you sell at the coffee shop?
Sure. We have, we started with Stone Creek out of Milwaukee, and they've been amazing. But we've also been experimenting with different ones. People bring in coffee, that we get it mailed to us free. The kids go out and check out different places and bring in different coffee. But one we have just been loving is Ruby Roasters out of Amherst Junction. And Jared, the owner, is the roaster. He is amazing. We took a road trip over to Amherst Junction, my staff and I, and met him and his roaster, and it was awesome. So those are my main two.
Once again, you don't have to go to the big cities or the big outlets to get really good materials today.
Right. And we did have Verve for a while, which is out of California, and we were paying so much in shipping, and it was coming like a week later that we just said, you know, this just isn't working for us. So.
Okay. Well, as you know, it's our habit. We, even though it's been a year, we're going to put you to the test and ask you for your biz tip for the people out there. What would you say as a piece of wisdom to those people who want to start a business today?
I would probably have to say have a great support system. Family, hopefully you have a good solid family behind you to hug you through the tough times, and run an errand when you're short on staff, or and friends too. You got to make time for friends. You got to be with good supportive people to help you through the days that you're just like, why am I doing this? And all of that support is going to help you pick up your feet and keep moving forward.
Get to the next day.
That's wonderful. And congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you.
Tell
Thank
us again,
you so
Liz.
Much.
You're welcome. And where are you located again, Liz?
Yep, we're at 1390 Pop Lane across from the Fleet Farm gas station car wash.
And you have a full menu of drinks and meals.
We have sandwiches, we have soup, we have coffee, we have smoothies, we have apple cider that Tony really liked.
Oh, that was good cider. You put some special stuff, spices
in
there.
Oh, you bet. Good. Yep, made from scratch.
Yeah. Well, again, Liz, as Randy said, thank you for being our guest this morning, and it was great to have you on the show. Congratulations on your anniversary, and many, many more ahead of you.
Thank
you. Blessings to
you. Thank you so much, and thank you for this opportunity.
You're welcome, Liz.
Okay, and don't forget, if you're out after you have your cup of coffee next Friday after 12 o'clock, come over to the Christmas tree lot for the Y service group. We'll be selling trees out in front of Festival Foods on Wisconsin Avenue. So
get there early because you sell out early.
Off of Northland Avenue. It's not that far away. So come on.
We want to thank you for listening to BizTalk this morning on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.